Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start because, yeah, I don't want to waste 1 minute. So, welcome to our team call, everybody. It's so good to be back. As you know, life was busy for me for 3 months. It's so great to be back. And I thought, what a great way to kick off with Catherine Lee to take your questions. So, I am just one announcement. We've got our Juice Plus Phoenix conference, fall conference, this next week. So, if you guys want to come, come on along. There are still rooms available. So don't let just know if you want to be a part of it, we'll help you find a place to stay and everything like that. But it is in Phoenix. It starts on Thursday and goes until Saturday about 12 noon. Okay. But if you can't make it, definitely put on your calendar the Charlotte Fall Conference, October 26th, 27th, and 28th. Okay.
I don't see
So
us live, so
you don't?
I do not. No,
Oh,
it's
okay.
I
Maybe,
don't. I don't.
well, okay. Well, we're just going to move on because we're
Okay,
recording.
that's
So,
fine.
but thank you for that. Okay. So, I asked you all, I said, we've got Catherine going to be on our team call on Thursday. We're going to do a Q&A. So what questions? And I said, this is what I said. I said, if you were sitting down with Catherine, having coffee with her or having lunch with her, what would be one of the first questions that you would ask? So I have got questions from you. From you all, and I'm going to take them in the order in which they were received to keep that fair. So the first question for you, Catherine, is I have a new team member. How do I get her started off on the right track? She is looking to earn some money, not just get the discount for herself.
Yeah, awesome. Great question. So I'm actually going to refer. I asked Diane to have me be able to share screen because I want to show you some of the tools that I'm using currently. And I'll share with you mindsets that I've used for the last 28 years as we go on through this time. So I'm going to share this screen. Just know you can get access to this from Diane or your leader if you're hearing this from somewhere else. But it was actually made by. Oh, it says host disabled screen sharing. So I'll get you to give me that access, Diane. And this was created by lots of people's input, but Jill Wagner put this together. It's on Canva. So if you want to move things around or change it, you're able to. So just know you will be able to get access to this. None of it is new per se, it's just ordered well. And so I want to share with you exactly what. I do with a new person whenever they come in. So I'm going to share my screen and let me move this over real quick. Diane, can you see my screen right now?
Yeah, it says Zoom meeting.
Okay,
There you
perfect.
go.
So you
Now it
can
is.
see the
There's a
starter
starter guide.
guide.
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
perfect. So if I had someone new that I was inviting into the team, and I want to give you these three words because we're going to talk about these three words. Over and over again, probably from your questions. And that is appreciation, motivation, and action. Appreciation, motivation, and action. Whether you're starting someone new or you are needing to restart yourself, anyone. I hire and fire myself often. And so anytime I want to relaunch my business or relaunch my attitude, I go to those three things: appreciation, motivation, and action. And so with a new person, I'm going to take them to these tools. Again, you've seen them before, they're just all ordered in one place. And this was by Jill Wagner. It just has a table of contents, but this goes back to the beginning of our story. And the two things here to me that are important is Jay Martin's dream to build a stable and lasting company to help as many people as possible realize their dreams. And so being able to talk to somebody about the stability of this company. This is the appreciation part. And that this is about inspiring, our mission is about inspiring healthy living around the world, wherever you are on that spectrum, from heathen to vegan, right? Because everybody can use more fruits and vegetables. So that way, everyone feels welcomed and they don't start just looking for their friends and family that want to get super healthy or that are into health. No, this is for everyone that doesn't eat enough fruits and vegetables. And I plant that seed right at the beginning. Okay, so we're appreciating Jay's dream and what this company was built on and what we do, meaning everyone is welcome that could benefit from more fruits and vegetables in their diet, which is really anyone on the globe. And then I would kind of go over these corporate highlights. I'm not going to go over it with you today, But this just shows the longevity, again, a place of appreciation, that this is a solid company that's made it through all sorts of history in the socioeconomic changes in the world. And we are stable and lasting. And we're in an industry, in the wellness industry, that is only getting more and more important as the day goes by. Those are the key points that I make there. And then, you know, we talk that our flagship is Juice Plus, right? Those fruits and vegetables in a capsule. And if somebody's more excited about Tower Garden, we'll talk about grow it and then supplement it, right? So it's okay with that. But I always show that this is the foundation, because everyone can take a 6-second health habit, right? Everyone, again, from heathen to vegan, whether they have a green thumb or not, whether they have a little bit of money, you know, Tower Garden's a little bit more of an investment, but they can do this. Everyone can do this. And then this is the motivation. So all of this is appreciation. Remember what we have. So we're passionate as we're sharing with someone else. So if our appreciation is deep, then they will appreciate what you are offering them, and that will transfer. And then it becomes about them. You know, what is it? Like, let's just say, and tell part of your story here, whatever it is. I started off, well, for me, it's, I wanted to make $300 to $500 a month. That was a big gap for me in our income needs. And so that $300 to $500 a month to me meant I could be home with my kids, because I got my childcare money back in my pocket, but it was still, I was broke, but I felt rich because I was home with my kids. And then I would, for me, that was important. That was fulfilling to me to have the option to still work, but be home with my kids. And I found that as I began to share this with other people, I was having a lot of fun because of the great people that I was meeting. So those were my financial fulfillment and fun from the beginning. And then it began to grow. Once I saw the system worked, I was like, wow, what could this business actually do for me if I was really to believe the bigger picture? And I at times will pull out the stair step at that time and show the potential, depending on why they met with me. If they are like, I want to make as much as possible. But most people, you know, they look at the smaller impact at first, but we always show them at the bigger possibilities, either through your story or what you're going for. So even if you want to get to NMD or want to get to 10,000 a month or want to get to whatever your goal is and haven't yet, you say, and I'm so excited that this is a stable and lasting company with a proven system and product, so that I know I can continue to work for my bigger dream, which is this. And if you've had that be fulfilled because you have done that, then you share that. And then you say, what about you? If you could dream what this business could do for you, what would it be? Is there anything that you would like to accomplish if you had more finances? And why is that important? And then how would an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, pretend like it's coming in your mailbox month after month? And I want you to all think about that right now. If your paychecks went up, choose either $500 or $1,000. So I would love for you guys to put in the chat what your number is. Are you picturing your paycheck going up $500, or are you picturing it going up $1,000? So you can just put 500, or you can put 1,000. And then what would that per month, it's coming in month after month, how would that change or impact your life? I want you to think about that, because when you're able to share that, even at my income point, that $500 to $1,000 a month, right now we have a young woman with Pure Hope Foundation that is moving. She's graduating. She's going off to college. The apartment that she chose, that she felt like she could afford, you know, with her working and going to school, I went to see it and I said, I can't have you live here. Like, I wouldn't let my daughter live here, and you're a daughter to me. I will supplement whatever the difference is. If I have to, if I can't raise the funds, I'll supplement it myself. And in my mind, I thought, how many Juice Plus customers is that? How many team members? If I added team members, I literally know that anytime I want to bump up my paycheck, I just bump up my appreciation, motivation, and take action, right? And so I could share that story with them. So what is it for you? So I'm looking in the chat real quick, because I think that's motivating for people to see. So I'm seeing numbers. What would it do for you? So now Joyce, Diane, Sean, Shannon, Melanie, all of you that answered, Sherry, I love that you all said the 1,000. And so what would that then do for you? Give me something tangible. What would you do with that $1,000? I want to see what you would do with that $1,000. I'll give you a second. Because this is your motivation. On the days where things get hard, on the days where somebody tells you no, just because they don't, K-N-O-W, just because they don't know what they're saying no to, this is what will have you promote for an event. This is what will have you do the activity, the actions that we'll talk about next. So help save for a house. Katrina, I love that. Help me pay closer to paying off debt. Yeah, $1,000 a month more to paying off debt is a huge impact. I love that, Joyce. A new car and housing. I did that, Terry. That's what I did with my first $1,000. Once I made my $500 to stay home with my kids, I dreamed about that $1,000. And I did. I got a new car and moved into a better neighborhood. I was renting at the time in my early 20s. So, Terry, I love that because I can tell you it can be done. I've done it. So I love that. Pay for college extras for the kids. Yes. And be able to travel more. Sean, I love that. Charlene, charity, right? Giving it away. I love that. I could do more good for other people. Visit my grandson more often. I love that one, Diane. I can't grasp that you're a grandma. You're a good looking grandma. It's so beautiful to think of that. Shannon, travel every month to a new location. Oh, Shannon, where would be the first place you would go? I would love to see, because the more you can make this concrete, like any of you that said travel, I see that Melanie, who, by the way, because of her time, freedom, and Juice Plus, has been more involved at the ranch. We appreciate you, Melanie. So she said the beach, Santa Barbara, New England, Ireland. Yes, and give more, especially to Pure Hope Foundation. Thank you, Melanie. I love that. Israel with your church. Janet, I love that. Contribute to household and contribute more to veterans. I love, right, that we all have something that our heart is compelled to be generous to. And you can if there's $1,000 a month. And again, I'm seeing paying off debt, giving more to Pure Hope Foundation. Thank you. Taking place to my favorite place in Italy. There's the place. Great Falls in Montana. Shannon, I love that. And then you can visit Wendy Campbell up there in Montana. Okay, awesome. So that, you guys, there's your motivation. So I want you to think, what's your appreciation for the company and the product? Why do you love the company? Why do you love the product? What has the company done for you in the community? And what has the product done for you? When your appreciation is in place and your motivation is in place, your energy for believing in them for that too will be palatable. They will feel it. And then they will follow it. People follow what they feel from you. So if you're apologetic, they're going to think you're hiding something or that it's not okay. But if you're appreciating what you have and you're passionate about what you do and you have that gratitude and the motivation, the appreciation and the motivation, they will too. I've watched it over and over and over again. So once I did that with them, then we just go through the rest of this. We go through, okay, here's the way you get started. And I want to encourage you, if you hire and fire yourself at any time, you can do this brand new. So as I'm talking to you, I want to encourage you to look at these steps and say, am I doing these things? Not for shame or blame, but for data. There's no bad days. There's just good data. What am I doing and not doing? Right? So are you using Boxer consistently? Right? If you haven't downloaded it, you do it. Boards. Have you learned boards? If not, I've got a great startup video from Deanna Christofferson, who's part of your support team. And she teaches you how to use boards. So that might be your action for the week. Because then you'll have confidence in teaching somebody else. And trust me, once you learn boards, it will save you so much time and you will love it. But for me, I resisted not the tool, but the learning curve for a while because I was so busy. And I was like, I know I quote unquote need and should. When I quit needing and shoulding on myself and said, I want to, I set an hour aside and I learned it. And I learned kinesthetically by doing. So I watched Deanna's video, paused it, did it. So again, do it. Placing your own order. Is there a product you're not taking? Maybe you're only taking the capsules. Maybe there's something new. Try something new and or give yourself credit that, yes, I am taking the products. And then, you know, go for Partner Plus in 10 days. Again, see, could I just do Partner Plus? And it's all explained here. I won't get into it because you can see, and there's the points, you know, how easily you can just add up to what that is. And when you do it again, your belief that somebody else can do it too exponentially skyrockets when you're coaching with them. Okay. And then you go on to next steps. And this is key, is schedule 3 events in 30 days. And this doesn't mean that they have to necessarily host something at home. I just promoted for two, in my mind, major events this week, a Dr. Sears on Facebook Live or Zoom. And for Candace Corson did a autoimmune. And I just did, I filled out the sheet, time, date, location. I made my list of who I wanted to do it with. If you look down at the bottom, it says reach out and connect to two people. You know, make their day, say hi to them, let them know what they're doing. It's about loving and serving others, and just invited people to it. And I invited everybody from the most enthusiastic, please keep inviting me person, to a guy who was a referral and he never responds except to say yes to ship his product or not. But I still just say, hey, not sure if you're interested, but I always want you to know that this is what's out there. You know, and I just invite. So all of my customers and all of my team members that are more like customers, but sometimes they get lost in the mix, I treat them just like their customers if they're not active. And the list, again, is there. What does the activity look like? And I just, if somebody's brand new, I would say to them, you know, and let me zoom in on that just a little bit for you guys, this activity. These are the daily success ingredients. And I'll say, you know, I don't know if this for you is going to be two people a day or two people a week or two people a month. That's up to you how much you want to do. But this is the process and the strategy that helps more people, depending on what their motivation is. Is it money? I want to generate money. Or is it heartfelt? I want to help more people talk their language. Because it, either way, it's a win. And then we go through what's comfortable for you. Where would you like? And this is eventually what you can do or not. Again, you own your own business. If you owned a franchise, a Starbucks franchise, you'd be showing up every single day, right? But you don't have to do that. But if you do that, this will pay you like that. It just depends on what you put in. And we find out for them where their comfort level is. And then you model for them what you do. Okay. So I just wanted to show you that. The rest of this, this is tracking sheets and all sorts of stuff and how you do the dream team. But I will often come to this place where I show them the compensation plan. And I will say, just so you know, you're right here. You're starting it partner and you're making your sales partner. I just want you to look at just the bonus money that comes from hitting the different levels. But the income, you just continue to make more money per month, more bonuses, and you will get holiday bonuses, leads from the company, benefits packages, all of those things. And I will often say to people, I know you're just wanting to start to offset the cost of your product, but I don't ever want you to come to me and say, why didn't you tell me that I could have done this? I just had a situation where one of my people underneath me sold a tower garden to someone. And she did not give her the option of being a rep to say, hey, if you do that and you have one or two people that get started on Juice Plus, it might make sense for you to start a partnership. And now the gal decided to come in because she went to a couple of events and she's like got her mom on the product. And then the gal offered her to see the bigger picture. But she did say to her, well, why didn't you have me do that? I could have made this on Tower Garden, my own Tower Garden. So I always make that offer to people to show them. They may not want to see, but I at least offer to show them the possibilities. Okay, so that's a long answer, but I hope that what that did for you helps you see the inspiration, right? Where you see the bigger picture, but then you have the appreciation, the motivation, and you know the action steps.
I love that. All right. Question number two. Thank you. And question number two is, how do I not take cancellations personally, especially when they're from friends and family?
Oh, when you come up with the answer to that, let me know.
Right.
I want to be honest. I don't know how to tell you not to take it personally because you're a person. It feels personal. It's not personal, but it does feel that way. And it's hard and it is discouraging. So I just want to validate that. What I have learned over time is just what I said earlier. They don't know what they're saying no to. And the more you beat up yourself and the more you let them get you down because they cancel, the more they'll prove themselves right for canceling. So if you let it rattle you, it will for them justify what they did. But if you say, oh my gosh, this is my response. I am so sorry you're canceling. I absolutely will honor that for you. But I do want to say, I feel like I must have failed you somehow because I don't feel like you would cancel if you really understood what it was. So can I just keep feeding you just research or articles? And if you ever decide to get back on, of course, you can come back in. But I will honor your request. And then you pout for a few minutes and feel sorry for yourself and maybe be mad at them a little bit. But then you rise up and you remember, go back to the appreciation, go look at those sheets to begin with, and it will make a huge difference. Charlene, did you have a thought?
I see you raising your hand. I want you to repeat that. The thing about I must have failed you somehow. Go with that again.
I just always say, I've said this for all these years, absolutely, I will honor your request because I want them to know that I hear the request, I'm honoring the request. And then I say, but I can't help but think that I somehow failed you by not getting you the information you need or getting you the information for you to understand what it is. Mm-hmm. Because I really don't feel like you would cancel if you really knew or understood what it was. So can I keep giving you information, research as it comes out? You don't have to get back on the product. If you ever do, I would love for you to. But I would love at least the chance to give you the education that I would have, because I probably took for granted that you're family, or I was busy and I didn't get you a few key pieces of information. Can I get those to you?
Okay.
And that really, it sets them realizing that you know that you know what you know. Right. You're not telling them they're wrong. You're uh-huh. just saying, I must have missed a step, right? And it has been very profoundly effective for people coming back. A few people will go, get me the information, or wait, go ahead and hold the order. Yes, I'll look at it. But most people still cancel, if I'm honest. But then they do receive the two or three pieces of key, quote unquote, information or an event. And I would say at least probably 50 to 70% of those people have come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great way to put it. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for asking to repeat that, Charlene. I've been doing it for a lot of years because people do cancel. That's why I say I feel your pain. It stinks. And you do take it personal because we're persons, you know, it just is. But we can rise up and be resilient, because if you truly, if you justify or you let it get you down, they will feel like they justified their decision.
All right. Next question. I have 1 hour to spend on my Juice Plus business and I get easily distracted and I have a hard time staying focused. So if I've got that 1 hour, what would you recommend I do in that hour? And maybe even how can I stay even more focused or not get distracted?
Great question. Again, anyone feel like they can do that? I mean, it's pretty common, right? So two things. One is you're never going to go wrong connecting with people. So if you have the hour, and this was me when I first started, I worked my business 6 hours a week. It was four hours Monday through Thursday. I would do an hour a day, those 4 days, 1 hour a day. And then I would do 2 hours on either Friday or Saturday when I could bring in a babysitter where I could meet with people. But those other hours sometimes were 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there. And what I did during that hour, whether it was consistent or 5 minutes here and there, is I connected with people. So the important thing is have the list of the people ready, their contact. Are they Facebook? Are they Instagram? Is it text? Whatever it be. And the more you know boards, the more powerful that hour will be, by the way, I have found. So have your list of people in your memory jogger. Who are the people that you know in your world? And then spend that hour connecting with people, whether you're reaching out and saying, how are you? And you're just bringing the warmth back into connection, or you're inviting to an event. But do those activities at the bottom of that sheet that I talked about and connect with people. That will always bring a great return. And for the distraction piece, I have two pieces of information. One is set a timer. And if you find I can only stay focused for 10 minutes at a time, then do 10 minutes and then go for a walk for 2 minutes or go do something and then set the timer for two, come back for 10. Your brain may just need a break, but timers are amazing. And some of you may find I make it the whole hour because I know that timer's on and I'm trying to beat the clock. This is a neurobiology hack. So that's one thing you can do. But the second is accountability. You tell somebody else, Diane, I know would be willing, any of your leaders would be willing to say, okay, I am going to spend an hour connecting with people. And at the end of that hour, I'm going to boxer you and tell you what I did. And that positive peer pressure will have tremendous impact on your staying focused.
Absolutely. All right, next question. How do you find and maintain balance in your Juice Plus business and your personal life endeavors?
Yeah, again, great question. This is a cornerstone value of mine. I think it's incredibly important that Juice Plus is an asset to your life and that it adds value to your life instead of taking. And so the more you posture that way, the more you will enjoy your business. Again, 28 years, and I love it. And I still love it because it's what brings balance to my life instead of taking balance out of my life. So the couple of tips on this is set your office hours. Set your office hours. And I highly recommend my priority planning training, how to priority plan your Juice Plus franchise. There's two. There's the general priority planning and then priority plan your Juice Plus franchise. Put an hour for each of them in your appointment book and watch them. That is how I maintain my balance specific to my priorities for the season of life that I'm in, but that I always am touching my Juice Plus business. So having those office hours, whether that's that hour, you know, here and there, knowing what you do, and then get rid of the thought of it's never enough. I think that that's what really shames people or blames, right? It either shames you to say, I'm not doing enough, or I'm not good enough, it's the enough, or blame, meaning, oh, this is, the company's too hard, it's too hard. It's because we're not setting office hours and we're allowing the mindset of too much to overtake. Whereas if you just enjoy, be honest with yourself about what you're willing to do and enjoy the time that you set aside and prioritize. And then while you're out enjoying the rest of your life is probably where you'll meet the best people. I mean, you guys are in this business because I was at the grocery store shopping for groceries and met Deanna, which led to all of you. So it was always in the forefront of my mind that I have something of great value to offer with Juice Plus and our business because people need more fruits and vegetables and people really need more income right now. $300 to $500 a month, you guys, is the difference for some people in their grocery bill right now, being able to afford it. So I always know I have something of great value to offer while I'm out and about living my life in case I hear a need or a desire that our product or business can fulfill. But I really just live my life after my office hours are done. Great question.
All right, here's another question. When life hits you really hard, like something like you're going down the train track with your Juice Plus business and you almost do you, there's an impact and you get sidetracked and you're on another track. Okay. I am reminded of what you always say, which is a setback is just a setup for a comeback. Mm-hmm. I love that. But what would be the, if you've been set back, if you've been derailed and now you're on it, how, what would you suggest would be one of the first couple things you would do to get back on that track?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to happen to all of us at some point, right? Yeah. If you're with this company, if you're living life long enough, we get derailed. So I think two things are super important. One is that resilience to say, okay, what did I get? Again, that appreciation. What did my Juice Plus business give me? The community, the product, the company, like how did it serve me? And remember the good that connected you so that you can lean back into that. I think that's super important. That's where that appreciation piece comes in really big. And then second is reach out to somebody with no shame and no guilt and say, I'm ready to start again, but I don't know how much. If you're completely derailed, sometimes it's scary to say I'm back in because you feel like expectations and maybe you're still raw, but there's no shame in coming back. In fact, that's the best call a leader can get, is that somebody was derailed and they want to step back in, whether it's a toe or they're jumping in, right? Full, you know, let me jump in and dive under. Regardless of one, appreciating what made you feel good about the product or the company to begin with, and tell someone that you're ready to start and get that advice for your business where you are. What's the first step? And again, I really believe the first step in that case would be connect into an event. Be a participant, just like the people you would ask. Plug into the community again and listen to one of our virtual events. Connect back in just like you would if you were a customer or somebody new.
And come to conference.
Yes, huge.
That will really get you on the track.
Yeah, truly. Conference, boot camp, yeah. Anything like that where you're, that's an immersion experience, not just a touch point. So everything I've talked about up till now is a touch point. And it's like kind of like, you know, if you've ever had a car breakdown, you see people trying to start a car by hot wiring it, right? And then that's a touch point. It'll fire and it will work, but it's not a permanent solution. Whereas conference is fixing it, the starter's working again, you're up and running. That's an immersion experience. A conference, a boot camp, you know, come to the Pure Hope Ranch with Diane, you know, with the team when the team is coming again. Those immersions experience will last longer and be more permanent in the coming back.
Oh, I love that. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me, how has consistently looked like in your Juice Plus business over these past 20 plus years? And how have you woven it into your other passions?
Yeah. So what does consistency look like? Are those activities on that page that we talked about? Remember that where it said the DMO activities? It's the connecting with people. That is the most consistent income producing, but greater than that, deeply satisfying part of our business. And I know that was a lot of what was derailed, right? Over the last few years, we got isolated. And so it's hard to merge back in depending on your personality, but it is deeply rewarding. And that's coming from an introvert, right? Who doesn't mind a lot of solitude, but it is the most deeply rewarding part. So consistency is the office hours I was talking about too, where you commit to yourself that I want you to think about that you have an investment portfolio that if you would put the dollar in, it would bring great return. It may take over time, but it will if you put the dollar in. If you put $10 in, you're going to get even more. If you put $50 in, I just was having a conversation with my niece who just got a promotion at Starbucks to a manager. She just got a raise. So I was going over her budget and I said, if you will save $5 a week at your age, she just turned 21, you will be rich when you're my age, right? Well, think about that with your Juice Plus business. What if you just talk to one person a day, made that one connection, that's the $1, right? Maybe for you, it's one a week. Maybe for you, it's five people a day or five people a week. But choose what you're investing and keep in the mind, again, this is the whole appreciation motivation. What is it that you're wanting that return to be? And are you going to get it any other way? Are you going to start making $1,000 a month by doing, what else would you do to make that? So if you appreciate that this is an actual real opportunity, that if I invest my people energy instead of money energy, my people equity and connect, then I can get that great return next week, next month, maybe for years and years and years. That people equity. I mean, I have customers that were my very first customers and they've been putting paycheck money in my bank account for 28 years. So you can do that too. And it works. So have office hours, have your list of people, connect with people, and remember your motivation of why you're taking the action.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that. Okay. There's a couple other questions. I'm just going to ask this one last one, and then all the other ones, I'll ask you through Voxer and then we'll send it that way. But this kind of, I got a couple questions. Actually, this is kind of the same question from like three people who are really, really busy. Like they either work full time or they're just finding a hard time. They want to build their business, but it's hard for them to find the time. So I know you had that DMO. I mean, the DMO chart is in the starter guide, but if you're really, really busy and you still want to grow your business, what would be a good daily business routine, like a good business routine DMO, but you only have a certain amount of time? Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. First, I want to give you four words of inspiration, and that is Dawn Rathman and Deanna Christofferson. And the reason why I say that is Dawn Rathman, and she's a 100 Club founder, I mean, multiple presidential marketing director plus, super successful in our business. She was working 60 hour plus a week when she started this business. The busiest person probably I've ever met, right? And that was Dawn. And she did exactly what we're talking about, where she made the list of the people. And when she got 5 minutes, when she was driving from one appointment to another, she was doing that. I say Deanna Christofferson because I met her in the grocery store just doing life like we just talked about. It wasn't in my office hours, although those are super important. It was while I was doing life. But the key is that you have in the front of your mind an event you're going to invite to or a video you're going to give. Because if you don't have what you're going to say when the opportunity comes up, what you're going to invite to or give, you won't start the conversation. And so have your list of who are five people proactively maybe that you're going to reach out to this week or this month or this day, whatever your number is. But also, if you happen to be while you're out doing life, the topic of health or finances comes up, and that's all people are talking about right now. It's crazy. They're talking about the economy and money, or they're talking about health. And you can hear it everywhere if you just listen and being able to say, hey, I have something. I noticed you were talking about this, or I noticed you were saying that. I have something that really impacted my life. I'd love to send you a little piece of information, or I'd love to invite you to this. It could solve what you were just talking about. And you know what event or what board, right, what video you would send them, then you will respond. And so how do you find those? Well, the events, Diane posts, your leader posts, they're on boards, you know they're being shared in Boxer. So don't choose 20, choose one. This past week for me, I choose two. I want two a week to plug people into. And so I had the Candace Corson and the Diane Sears, the Bill Sears
Dr.
one.
Sears.
Yeah, Dr. Sears one. That was what I was plugging people into. So each week I look for one or two events that when conversation comes up, I can invite people to. And if you live in an area where you can create an event, then when I first started, I lived in Orange County, California. I had an event of some sort at my house at least once a month, but usually two times a month. So I always had something to invite people to. And it doesn't take a lot of time. Get rid, remember the too much lie? Get rid of that it's too much work. It's not. It's with Deanna, it was, hey, I've got this luncheon on Tuesday. I bought an extra seat. Would you like to have it? She said, yes. I said, I'll get you the information. I'll see you there. Right? Like that's how quick the invitation was. She and I ended up talking longer, but we didn't have to. Right? So it is quick. It's while you're doing life. And again, I don't see people doing that unless your motivation is in place and you know what action you're going to take. So we can appreciate without motivation and action, but that doesn't, the appreciation alone doesn't get you anywhere. It's your internal motivation to get over whatever it is that is your challenge, because the promise of pleasure of what you are motivated to get is greater. And then you know what action you're going to take, what you're going to plug somebody into, because sometimes we only have 2 minutes and it takes 2 minutes to think about what to say. And then the time is gone. But if you know what you're inviting to or what be something you're going to share. And that's the other thing is I review our Juice Plus videos on boards and or on our website. I go in for 15 minutes every single week and just see what's new, see what gets me excited, because then I find myself wanting to share it. And that takes 5 to 15 minutes, no longer than that. And then again, you know what action to take when you do get an opportunity for a conversation.
That's great. And yes. I just want to remind everybody, we have a board just for our team, our Team Nutrition Tenacity Board. And anytime I see an event, I put it under events for that month, and it changes, you know, every month. So you can look at that as well. And I'll post that, the link to our team boards in Voxer. So thank you so much, Catherine.
Yeah, can I share one
thing? So much fun.
I just want to share one thing. I would love for you guys to all choose one action from this call. You know your appreciation. I think you all showed up. That means you appreciate what you're a part of. You appreciate this team. You appreciate your leadership. You all set a motivation that you have. So my question is, what is one action? Is it learning boards? Is it making your list of people? Is it finding the video or event you're inviting somebody to? But choose at least one action that you're going to take. And that action begins the momentum that then becomes, right? Momentum becomes contagious, because that is what momentum is by definition. So I hope you'll all share on Voxer, on your team Voxer, or to your leader, what your one action that you chose was. So thank you, Diane, and all of you. Sherry, I'm counting down the days till you're back here in Mount Vernon. I just have to say it, seeing your face. And thank you, guys. I can't wait till you come out for your team retreat at Pure Hope Ranch, too.
Yes, in September.
I have my action. I'm sending this video, this recording, to two people that I should have invited to today, but they're going to get it.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. I love that. And then you can ask them what their action is.
Yep.
Love it.
Thank you, Catherine. Awesome.
Thank you, Catherine.
Appreciate you guys. Have a beautiful day and a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Bye.